You are tuned into the new Old Heads podcast, premiered every Thursday at noon at bringingdowntheband.com and brought to you by No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, Printfinity, and Indie CD and Vinyl. Support the new Old Heads by visiting our Patreon at patreon.com/newoldheads.
Episode 116 of the New Old Heads podcast. I am Major Seventh. I make beats. I have the hard drive to prove it. Apparently everybody else has a hard drive at this table. Longevity, how are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing pretty good. So you got the joystick in your hand, getting everything together on the screen. I see.
Yeah, you know.
Multitasking. I like that.
For sure.
In the corner, fresh to death as always, Calvin Klein'd out. You know what I'm saying? Expensive watches and things. Mr. Printfinity, DJ J Diff.
Salutations. I just wanted to put on my Back to the Future outfit.
I ain't mad at you, though.
No, Calvin Klein. I'm not mad at
you. You got any CK1 on?
Nah. Shout out to Jupe. We see you out there.
Jupe.
Yeah.
You probably was Jupe. A Jupe abuser. I had you?
Abuser.
I wasn't a Jupe.
It's a cloud of Jupe everywhere it was.
I wasn't a Jupe abuser, but I did have some of that purple all.
Yeah, that purple all.
Yeah, I had a little Jupe. So shout out to JNCO jeans. Had a pair of them.
You had some of those?
Did you?
Yeah. You was a clown.
I bought a pair. Come on, man. I had one pair.
You had some JNCOs?
You ain't never rocked them?
Hell no.
What you was wearing? You was sagging in Dickies?
Nah, I didn't wear Dickies. I wore Levi's.
Oh, you was balling. Well, you know, I wasn't.
Levi's have never been at a high price point ever in life.
I wasn't doing anything, man. So, you know.
JNCOs were expensive.
JNCOs were trash.
That's why I said I had one pair.
You probably had the big bell on the bottom and used to drag across the ground.
That was trash, though. Yeah. You just trying to diss me because you was wearing Dickies. DJ Spools, the incomparable DJ Spools to my immediate left.
Hello, Michael.
How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. Just learning about your pants choices. How about you? How are you?
Well, doing okay. Jupe was good back in the day, though. Don't front.
I hope so.
I was a Cool Water guy back in the day.
Cool Water was cool, too.
Did you used to play Hacky Sack in your JNCOs?
Never played Hacky Sack in my life.
Did you ever go to, any ICP shows?
I definitely didn't go to any ICP shows.
Okay.
No face paint, none of that goofy shit.
Dirty but JNCO jeans.
Shout out to Jay Moore in the building as well. You cannot see him,
but
he is here. Repping St. Louis, you know what I'm saying? Working on his conditioning as always. Red August is in the building as
over
well.
There.
Make sure y'all pay that man. Make sure y'all check out that that prelude too from the section leaders. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to OK Player as well for looking out for us. That group consists of myself, Stacia Moon, Longevity, and the homie Grits. So we dropped some stuff. Dropped the EP. It's pretty good. So
yeah. Where can they find it?
They can find it. Let's see. Spotify, thesectionleaders.com pretty much take you everywhere you want to go. It's good. It's different.
Every streaming format.
Yep.
Boom. There it is.
So shout out to OK Player for showing us some love. We appreciate that.
The Section Leaders.
The Section Leaders.
Correct.
Like band class.
There you go. We were all members of the band at some point. Well, actually, Lone and Grits and I were the same band, but
you guys nearly brought it down.
We almost brought it down.
Yeah, we almost brought the band down.
That's a great story.
Great story. But so, we were actually all section leaders, too, so there's that.
That is a fact.
I was a section leader.
See?
That's why I was a section failure.
Well.
No, I wasn't in band. So.
Yeah. Terry's technically our DJ, so that makes sense.
But he's qualified because he was a section leader.
That's what I mean.
Indeed.
Good.
I was in general music.
What'd you do in that class?
He played the recorder.
Recorder was before general music.
Elementary school.
Everybody had to play that.
Yeah, that was like kindergarten. Man. What the fuck are you talking about?
I think that was like
fifth grade. Were you in
eighth grade?
Yeah, walking around with a recorder.
The recorder was called Hot Cross Buns.
Yeah, that was the dope track.
Wow.
So what did we do in general music? We listened to music. We wrote music.
I like it.
Like learned how to actually write like notes and things like that.
Okay.
Like, say word.
Like whole notes and half notes and stuff like that.
Eighth and quarter notes. And
I gotcha.
Like where they would go on the scale and that would sound like.
Okay.
That's dope.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, general music was for everybody who didn't.
Didn't make a choice.
Yeah. I wasn't in band or choir or orchestra.
Yeah, well, strange.
For our.
But it was fun. It was clowning, dude. I mean, it wasn't for the elite kids, I'll tell you that. But yeah, go ahead.
I mean, we had to choose between art or band.
Mm-hmm.
So it was one or the other. That's why. Did we even have a general music?
No. Okay. I don't remember.
We didn't have general music yet in Warren Township.
I see.
So we didn't get to choose between music and art. Like, everybody had to do art.
Are you talking about high school or middle school?
In high school. Middle school, we did have art.
Yes.
No, actually.
Middle school, Southside Middle School.
Actually, I didn't have school. Art. I didn't have art in middle school.
I don't think anybody had to take art in high school, though.
We did.
You had
to? Or was it elective? I'm sorry, it was an elective.
I had to.
Middle school was one or the other.
Yeah. Middle school, I had to take art. Everybody did. And then you had to take a music class.
Yeah,
middle school. To be choir, band, orchestra, or general music. Mm. And then in high school, we didn't have to take art, but I did for like whatever track I picked for high school. Mm. So I did ceramics my freshman year. It was cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. I think I did art every year in high school.
Nice.
I didn't do it at all.
I like art.
That's my story.
Yeah. Stick to
it. I didn't do music at all in high school.
Yeah. So. I don't have that artistic type of. I mean, I guess I have it a little bit, but not really.
Well, my name is Simon.
I can't draw.
I like to do drawings.
Nice.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yes. So episode 116. Sports wise, we can keep it quick, but it's down to the final four. I know where you at, but Spools, I'm talking to you.
Oh, Mike, I wasn't even going to bring it up, but you know.
I don't like New England, so I had to mention that they won. They won.
You don't like them, so you had to.
Yeah. The Chargers. They smoked the Chargers. Oh. Anytime I have a chance to hate on them, I can. But unfortunately, I can't this time, but I will next week because Kansas City is going to beat them. What's the other side? Saints and.
I don't even know.
I'm tripping.
Who beat the. Yeah, the Rams.
Saints and the Rams. Thanks, yep. Jay Moore. I don't know. I got the Rams in that one, so we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. Saints feel. Like it feels like a Drew Brees to the Super Bowl type season. Maybe his like last year or something.
I wouldn't
like that.
Be surprised. I'm not mad at that.
Almost like the way Peyton Manning went out.
Right.
I'm not mad at that.
How about that?
So, but no, I'm just yeah. I don't care that much anymore.
Yeah, I know your situation. I feel you. Did you guys see that? I don't know if you guys saw it, but there was a goalpost that was set up in Chicago. 100 people got a chance to kick that. I think it was a 43-yard field goal that your boy missed. There was 100 people that just, you know, just normal people that got a chance to kick it. Nobody was successful.
I believe like, it. It's not easy, man.
All of the people fell down except for like two or three people. And everybody was like, yo, this is much harder.
They all fell down.
Like slipped down and fell on the ground. Yeah. Damn. It was outside. It was snowing and stuff. And I'm thinking, this guy actually gets paid to do that, though.
So you here's the thing. As part of my, just being a fan, I've never been one, at least as I've been older, been one of those fans that said, I could do that.
Right.
Like, no, I couldn't. I couldn't kick a 43-yard field goal.
Monday morning quarterback, or in this case, kicker.
Yeah. But more so, I was like, why didn't you, when you knew they were going to call a timeout, why didn't you just not kick the first
right.
one? Or kick right by the ball, but not actually kick the ball? As soon as he, because they did that whole freeze him, call a timeout thing, and he kicked it, and he made it, I was like, I knew, in my head, I was like, he's going to miss it.
I'm talking about nailed the first one.
Yeah, drilled it down the middle.
Yeah, drilled it. It's tough, man.
But another thing, too, man, that dude missed 11 field goals this year.
He's not including some extra points,
I'm
right?
sorry to laugh, but he's not Adam Vinatieri didn't do too good from what I've seen this past weekend.
He did not, man. That was unfortunate. I was rooting for the Colts, too, man. But they had plenty of chances.
He left some points out there. You know, we could have got, but oh well. We'll see. We weren't even supposed to be there, so I'll take this.
He's 46 years old.
Yes, gray beard. Insane. Still kicking. Getting that paper.
And he shot a higher percentage this year, or higher than his actual career. He shot, I think, 85% this year.
That's
his career is 84 point something.
That's love. So shout out to Vinatieri.
Yeah, man. Still
interesting.
Going.
But let's go ahead and get into the rundown. Got a couple topics. One, shout out to Missy Elliott. She's the first woman in hip hop to be nominated to the Songwriters Hall of Fame. I think that's dope. I think Missy has always been a trailblazer. We mentioned her, a couple shows ago, I believe. And she's just always been dope to me. She's always been creative. Her and Timbo have always been different. So when you think about some of the joints that she's written, I looked at a list. I tried to go to some of the joints she's written. Like, Missy's been around, and she's been writing heat for a long time. So that's to me, that's a really, really dope win for hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's dope. So shout out to Missy on that. I think that's well deserved. No?
Yeah, I definitely think it's well deserved. I don't think anybody's going to say it wasn't. I mean, she's part of an elite group of Virginia musicians. Like,
for sure.
nobody can count out Virginia when it comes down to music and production and things like that. They're like high up there.
I agree.
Literally.
They had a dope import too because Teddy Riley moved down there. So that kind of counts. He's really from Harlem, but you know.
He helped spawn for real.
Yeah. Timbo worked with him. And you think about people like Knotts. You know what I'm saying? Like they loaded down there.
Yeah.
He. So, you know, shout out to Missy on that. That's dope. The Hamburglar was at it. You know what I'm saying? He.
How about that?
Number 45 was at it. He decided to invite Clemson. Well, Clemson did their visit for winning the national championship. I thought this was a joke until I actually saw it and confirmed, but I just see a big spread of fucking Big Macs, what was it, Wendy's, fries, what else was it?
Did Wendy's and McDonald's.
Whoppers and shit.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's really, really dope.
Fast food, smorgasbord.
How classy.
Hey, he spent his own money on it.
His own money.
Oh, he did.
And made sure everyone knew that.
I paid parentheses.
Ah.
Yeah.
Didn't he say tons and tons? What was it? Tons and tons of fries? I can't remember.
Thousands of burgers.
You know what?
A thousand burgers.
Yeah.
The Hamburglar is extremely funny to me.
Yeah, he's definitely the Hamburglar.
Yeah. He kind of looks like him. Like, I feel like, you know, I don't know.
I saw a side by side just a little bit ago, and it's funny.
Can I call him? Can I call him the Hamburglar from here on out?
Sure.
I will.
If you want to.
No problem with that.
Okay.
He has a lot of surnames or whatnot, so
yeah, I think that's some bullshit. But did you say something about the selection show where people had a chance to mention what they would want? Is there a certain part of
that?
No,
I don't think they mentioned what they want. So during the selection show, it's much like, I don't know, other shows like that for college sports, where like they'll flash to the kids. Like, they would go to Notre Dame's football team.
Right.
And they were all in a room together eating and hanging out. And then they would show Clemson's team. But Clemson's team was eating, like, if I'm not mistaken, like pizza and maybe something else, like Burger King or something like that.
Boigas.
I just happened to remember that. It wasn't anything that was, like, called out, but I happened to recall that. So I didn't know if maybe that was something that, like, that they liked. But
right.
I'm thinking steak sounds good.
It was steak woods
for winning the national championship. You know what I mean,
he definitely was up there and said, "Well, we kept it American." And I was like,
"Yeah,
I guess he's right." Kinda.
It's in a sad way. He is
a very sad way.
So if y'all were in those kids' position, how would you feel to get a meal that you could have bought on your own? Just
the two
like,
for five.
Would you be happy about that?
I try to focus on other parts of the trip.
Definitely would be focused on the food.
It's like, oh, cool. I'm going to see the Lincoln bedroom. That's neat.
Yeah, because the food would be stupid at that point.
Let's grab a slice of pizza.
Yeah, I'm cool on that.
Well, Forrest Gump drank like 6 or 7 Dr. Peppers when he...
That's true.
He did.
That's true.
Took full advantage.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, I'm cool on the Hamburglar.
So we ain't doing McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's. And which fries are you picking, though?
Out of the three.
Rallies.
Do they have a Rallies in the DMV area? Or is it Checkers?
So I think it'd be Checkers.
Probably
the
same formula on the fries, though.
It is. No, I didn't know if it was Rallies or Checkers.
Yeah,
out
same
there.
Formula, though.
Regionally.
I definitely would. I'm with Lone on that if I had to pick
Rallies.
Yeah, easy.
Rallies.
The season joints is cold.
Yeah.
They are good. I think they're a hair overrated sometimes.
Sometimes they're fried too hard.
Yeah, man, they can, or sometimes they're not cooked enough. I don't know. I'm not a soggy fry guy.
Definitely not.
But I like, I like McDonald's fries when they're like perfect.
They got to be on point though.
Yeah, hot with a little bit of salt on them.
Yep, some sweet and sour sauce.
Oh. Sweet and sour sauce.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different twist.
Yeah, man.
I like that, Spools.
All right.
I ain't mad at that.
Boom.
Okay. A little Spool's way at McDonald's, huh? Yeah.
That's right. Have it. Here's a way?
Yeah.
Brad's have a Spool, have a Brad's way.
So we had to get you. But I try to limit McDonald's to maybe like a few times a year.
I like the Filet-O-Fish sandwich.
That's the Filet-O-Fish is dangerous.
I like it.
Yeah. I don't like fish, but I certainly wouldn't get fish from the fucking McDonald's.
It's a tasty sandwich, man.
Spool's is fresh cod, brother.
Mm-hmm. From?
Codland.
Yeah. The Alaskan
from
waters.
From the Indiana Ocean. Yummy.
The White River.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Shout out like to
that.
Death.
Shout out to the cod they're getting in White River.
Right.
Getting taken
out. He's got AIDS. Yeah.
From a fish sandwich.
I'm cool off. I'm cool off Indiana Ocean.
That'd be
cod.
Pretty bad to get that from a cooked sandwich.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's real bad.
I'm cool on any.
That's a strong strand right there.
I'm cool on any Indiana cod. I'm cool on that. Mm-hmm. All right, so. Lone is in his bag. Shout out to Lone. He's in his bag on that soundboard.
Awesome.
I hope so.
Let's talk Super Bowl for a minute, man. So Maroon 5, Travis Scott.
Say the one that's about to hurt my feelings.
Man, they added Big Boy to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, Big Boy's in there. So,
he's there.
Travis Scott said that he put a stipulation in where basically he wants an organization that is pro social justice get a donation from the league. So, $500,000. I can't remember the name of it, of the one, but he's going to pick one, you know, for the NFL to drop some bread on. So, here's my question. I'm coming to you, J Diff, on this one. Actually, it's this side of the table because you guys have been pretty consistent on your stance league-wise. With the Super Bowl, is there a way for Big or Travis Scott, but more importantly, I'm thinking more Big, to make a stand or make a splash, whether that be a Kaepernick jersey, whether that be him saying something that will be off script? Are you cool with that, or is it just a wrap for you overall in terms of the concept of him being in the Super Bowl? Like, are you just off the whole idea, period? Or is there a way for this to be good or a positive outcome? What do you think?
Overall, I'm not invested that much into it to where I'm mad that he did it. Okay. It just kind of took me as a surprise. Because I guess since the Super Bowl is in Atlanta this year, they were trying to get someone from Atlanta to perform.
Which makes sense.
And I guess he was the one that decided to go forth with it. But I mean, it definitely is a good platform to use if you're going to use it that way. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's cool that Travis Scott is asking them to throw some money to some
that's dope
social
yeah, with that.
Some social program. That is pretty cool. I like that.
Was Travis the guy on that panel that Jay-Z was talking to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe that came from that.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps. You think? He could have put it on his brand. I could see that.
What are you referring to?
There was something where once it was announced, I don't really know, so I'm probably butchering this, but it was like once it was announced Travis Scott was going to do it, Jay reached out, I think.
Yeah, he wanted to have a
conversation with him.
Yeah.
And so maybe this was part, you know, result of that conversation.
Gotcha.
Because Jay was the first person to turn it down. Like,
no,
wasn't he one of the first ones? Rihanna turned it down.
Yeah, Rihanna did.
Jay
Cardi
turned
B
it down.
Did.
Cardi B.
Who was am I Jay asked to perform?
He mentions it in that song "Ape Shit."
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like, I think he was asked as well. I think he shot it down. So
he literally says, "I said no to the Super Bowl."
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's so. Right. Yep. I don't know. Like, that's why I was curious, because I know your stance in the league. Like, is there a way, you know, to flip it? Spools, what do you think? Is there a way to, you know, somehow make a stand for someone to do something, or you know what I mean? In terms of just having that platform to do something.
I think so. I think it's definitely possible. I think it does say a lot that those others turned it down. And I wonder how these folks are going to be looked upon within the, you know, the larger, like, rapper hip-hop community,
right,
as far as their peers are concerned.
That's a good point.
So, but aside from that, though, I mean, like, as far as Travis Scott asking for, you know, money to be donated to a social program or something to that effect, I think that's great.
Right.
I think at the end of the day, it's definitely for all these artists, like, their own good, right? I mean, that's why they're doing it. And that's okay. Big Boy, I'm also surprised by. I get the whole Atlanta thing as well with him, but I just maybe I shouldn't be, but I am a bit surprised by that too. But that's, yeah.
It's interesting too, because there's a lot of Super Bowl events going on in the city as well, of course.
Sure.
So a lot of those artists have their own parties and sets that are going on.
Ooh.
I know John Legend has a party or something going on. And
it's probably going to be crazy in Atlanta.
It definitely,
you know,
is.
It's gonna be crazy.
I mean, Atlanta is that type of city that
already,
if something's there,
yeah,
that's just adding just more fun to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I don't know, man.
As far as taking a stand, I would say just look at what Beyonce did.
With Formation and all that when she did her thing.
Some cats was butthurt over that.
Yeah. A lot of people were. Was that last year or the year before?
That was the year before, I believe. Yeah. She went hard.
So I think that's a good answer to that question is, yeah, you can.
Yeah. That's a good point, actually. I forgot about that. I forgot about Formation. It's going to be interesting to see. Also, with the Super Bowl, you have to think about or at least take into consideration, will the shutdown still be on? You know how many people are going to be flying into Atlanta, TSA, and you know what I'm saying? Like,
how's that been working? I think, I'm sorry if we talked about that and I think we mentioned it, but do we know how is TSA working right now?
From what I've heard, the number of people that are TSA employees that are calling off is continuing to go higher. So now they're saying, you know, get to the airport 3 hours early or whatever.
Oh, God. So it's just even more of like a nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That's what I've heard.
I'm traveling right now.
It's going to spiral and it's part of the FDA too, so food's not being inspected.
Exactly.
So we just had all these scares on lettuce and even dog food.
Yeah.
All kinds of shit. So
but
it can only get worse.
Another interesting thing is that we're still functioning as a society without government. So there's that as well.
Great point.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Yeah. Speaking of that, somebody gets
food poisoning and dies.
Yeah. Well, you know, talk that talk. Hey, man, people die every day, right?
That's what
Cameron said.
Shouts to the libertarians.
Bam. the Hamburglar will say that too.
I mean, but that's I just got a notification before we went on for an email that some accounts that I browse the topic headlines and I keep going. But apparently, somebody snuck a gun onto a plane and flew somewhere.
See,
already. So I didn't read anything about it, but
that's great. Man,
build that wall. That people
selfishly so glad I'm not on that project in Philadelphia anymore. Seriously,
yeah.
The next one's in Chicago, and if I have to go, I can drive. So great.
I'm actually half nervous because my cousin and I have a trip. Well, he's got a business trip. I told him I was gonna, you know, accompany him, go play some golf or something in Florida.
No, I ain't balling.
Oh. Cheap tickets.
Oh, okay.
But it's in Florida, and it's probably about 4 weeks out. So I keep watching this thing like, dang, because the longer it goes, the more it heightens, like the chance of foolishness heightens. So I don't know, man. I'm just watching it like everybody else. Like, it's all over the monument wall. But, you know, there's a video I saw, I laughed so hard, with Trump talking to, I'm sorry, the Hamburglar, talking to one of the Border Patrol, a young lady from the Border Patrol, and she's showing him video like 2 miles away of tunnels being dug underneath a wall section. And the Hamburglar was looking at her like somebody told him that wrestling was fake. Like, he's looking like, what? And I'm like, yeah, you dumbass. People can definitely dig tunnels.
Did you see the still image of the Jeep Cherokee that was?
I saw that.
They had a ramp on one side,
nah,
and then they were going to ramp down the other side, but it got stuck on the top.
No,
but just the fact that they can do that, you know what I mean? Like, they left the Jeep there. Like,
that's incredible.
I didn't see that.
But the thing with the wall is that
I didn't see that. That's funny.
The thing with the wall is that it's not like the wall wouldn't restrict access, right?
Right.
And it would probably eliminate some illegal immigration. That's me with the air quotes,
just
right?
A little bit.
Sure.
But it's such a horrible way to spend tax money.
There we go.
And it's so weird. It's what the Republicans want it, and they want to spend money on it, right?
Right.
And it's just so interesting that they're okay with this versus... this is okay tax money, which just proves the levels of racism involved in this. I hate to just say that, but I mean, it's just, it's a horrible way to spend tax money.
Horrible way.
I don't know. Change my mind. Where's that guy with the thing? Change my mind. I mean,
yeah, so that's,
you know, they've been doing tunnels, man. I read about some of this like cartel stuff over the years. And I mean, they've been digging tunnels for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. Like tunnels like that go really far too. Mm-hmm. Like, they get really, really smart engineers from Mexico. Mm-hmm. That it's not just like some dude just dug a tunnel. Like, they're very long, sophisticated tunnels that like pop up in a store somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
that nobody knows about.
And it's
going
to continue to happen.
Yeah, dude. Like,
it's definitely going to continue to happen.
But that plays into everything as well, because I think people have this ideology in their head that they think Mexicans are just stupid.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know how, like, they're engineers, they're smart people in Mexico. Yeah,
kind of like how they used to try to say black people were stupid.
Facts.
I think to your guys' point, there is always that general, like, that's just, I mean,
and like
it's incredible.
The picture that
he's
so
dumb, they're just sneaking, you know.
Yeah.
All these
idiots are finding ways to get into the United States.
Real quick on the football thing, it would be really cool, though, if they did something like you said, if Big Boy came out and had a Kaepernick jersey on or something.
I think that would be pretty cool. Yeah. I think that would be dope.
Or if he brings Kaepernick out and puts him on an NFL field.
I don't know if they're going to let him.
He wouldn't. They wouldn't know. They didn't know that Janet Jackson was about to expose a tit.
But she got in the building.
Exactly.
You think they're going to let Cap in the building?
I mean, she was booked for it.
What door is he going to come in?
You know what? The government is shut down, so maybe there won't be as much security.
Maybe they could just give him one of those, like, mustache and glasses disguises.
There you go.
How about that?
I'm telling you, there's ways to get Cap in there.
That would be dope.
That would be.
What if all the whole crowd just start booing? That'd be trash.
What's
that
your name? Happen. Jalen Mapernick. All right, come on in.
Hell, yeah. They can go get him made up and put a fake face on him and shit real quick. Yeah,
they could.
Just peel that shit
like
off.
Uncle Drew, you know?
Yeah, Uncle Drew is
that'd be cool.
Very believable. That movie actually was better than I thought, too. I don't know if y'all saw it.
I haven't saw it.
It was cool. Have not seen it. Nope.
There is a documentary about the Fyre Fest that I want to check out.
Oh yeah,
it's coming out this weekend. But there's one on Hulu already.
Yeah, dude, I bet it's gonna be funny.
Yeah,
like not supposed to be funny, but it's gonna be really funny.
Yeah.
That's the Ja Rule thing.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
We talked about that on a previous.
I remember
episode.
That. Yeah.
It was episode number I don't know, but you can go back. I'm not Terry. I don't have those memories.
I can't wait. Yeah, actually, it's gonna be really good.
More recent memory, though. I mean.
The Fyre Festival was like
that was a while back.
That was like 20s or 30s, I think.
Yeah, that was a while back. Yeah,
it's great.
I can't wait to check that out.
Two slices of Velveeta each.
Take that.
Shout out to Ice Cube, too, man, in the background. Dude has found a way to keep himself relevant for years. He's still out here getting that paper.
Yeah, he didn't have to rap.
Yeah,
at all. He probably hadn't had to rap for a long
time.
He's
probably bored right now.
The three,
he hasn't had a movie come out.
The 3-on-3 league, I thought was genius. And now it's about to go global, too, so... Shout out to Cube out here getting that bag, man.
Definitely.
You know, he's an OG. OG for sure. Also, I don't know if y'all saw this. I think they talked, it was on the Breakfast Club. Master P got his deal for his movie. Like they've.
For they, what movie?
He's a movie about him. Like it's going to be like a biopic for Master P. So.
For Peyton Manning?
I see what you did there.
There's actually two. There's one for Peyton Manning, one for his head.
And the soundtrack
part
is
part one
by,
and part
don't
two.
Don't do that, Spools.
And the soundtrack is all No Limit.
Hey, but low key, I definitely would want to see a Master
P
movie.
Absolutely. 100%. Like
I think everybody wouldn't mind checking out a Master P movie, though.
But he was like, Red August made some noise over there. Yeah. I don't know, man. To me, I would be excited about that.
His story, I think, is really interesting, man. He's a real sharp dude and very smart. I'm reading Jay Prince's book right now, and I just read it's a short chapter, but it's called Master P and Pimp C. I don't know if you guys know that story.
I heard about those two.
Yeah. But it's very interesting. But Master P seems like a real stand-up dude, and you don't really ever hear anything bad about him in the industry ever. And he's been around for a long time. So
yeah, his story is amazing.
I like to listen when he talks, when I see interviews. He's gives a lot of game and wisdom and stuff, man.
He definitely said, he's like, man, I'm going right at the NWA movie, straight out of Compton. He said, I'm going right at it. That's what we're trying to chase. That's what I said.
It's a lot to compete with.
So, I don't know. I think straight
he'll
out of Compton
he'll make it happen.
Dope.
Well, I'm sure.
Oh, it's going to happen, yeah. But straight out of Compton, that's tough.
That's a good-ass movie.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to well, I ain't going to put that on it. Maybe it will be as good.
I hope so.
I hope so.
Yes. No, here's the thing. Not enough time's passed. I don't think it's going to be. And that's not, obviously, I just spoke very highly of Master P, but if Master P did a movie in like 10 or 15 years, maybe. Because then other people may pass away and, you know, they have comeback tours and they do all this other stuff to where they're back in the line. But right now, I don't think it would do I'm saying it's going to be fine, like it's going to do well, but not as well as like a Straight Outta Compton.
He didn't. Too soon? He didn't touch as many people culturally as N.W.A. did.
No,
also, yeah, they're not pioneers,
right? Like, and N.W.A. has so many branches on that tree that led to different shit. You know what I'm saying? But,
and that's taking nothing away from Master P or No Limit. No, they did great things, and maybe they're pioneers in their own way, but not.
That's what I was about
not
to say.
Culture. I don't think culturally like the way N.W.A. was. Right.
Right. So.
From a business standpoint, though, P is 100% a pioneer.
Definitely from,
you know,
that
what I'm saying?
Point of view.
From the independent standpoint, how they was moving out the trunk. So,
I mean, that
I don't know.
Been,
I never,
that
I never
people had done
that
like too. That's the thing about him. He just.
Not on that level.
He's
though,
a super duper hustler,
it.
Man. I mean, people like Too Short did it in the 80s.
Yeah, he definitely did. But the way P hustled his deal, because he actually had
an inheritance.
He got that inheritance, and I think he opened like a
record store
and stuff.
Yeah.
But his first record deal offer was like $4 million.
Yeah.
And he turned it down. He's like, if they're offering me $1 million. That has to mean I can get more than this.
Yep.
Right.
So that's when he decided to go that independent route.
He's just super savvy, man.
Yeah.
Real sharp.
Their distribution was stupid because we was getting No Limit albums for days up here.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he definitely was a trailblazer on that independent route.
Remember that packaging,
route.
Too?
The plastic joint?
Yeah.
Was good for holding crumbled up weed in.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
So, yep.
I hope so.
Yeah.
No Limit, man. So yeah, cool. No, looking forward to that.
Shout out to Cain and Abel.
You would say.
Wonder
that
how Skullduggery is doing these days. Seriously.
Yeah. Lone, like, look at Lone. Lone, don't do that. They had a couple now. They had a couple. I know you wouldn't. I knew Lone when No Limit was out. He was nowhere remotely close to listening to No Limit. They had some heat, though, man. Don't do that. Skullduggery had a couple.
Oh, yeah?
He had a couple.
Where's my guy at? Here he is.
Who's that?
Shit, no.
So maybe.
What do y'all think about Joe Budden? Joe Budden the other day saying that he and Sci-Hi. Sci-Hi responds and says, let's do it for $500,000.
Can you start all the way over and just say exactly, like, from, you actually introduced what happened.
I
need you to start all the way.
Over.
And
I figured the rap fans would know what was going on.
$500,000 Joe Budden.
I'm sorry, hip hop fans. I thought y'all might have been paying
attention.
Come
on, dude.
I apologize.
Yeah.
So apparently, Joe Budden.
No, I'm sorry. He did that flawlessly, everyone.
But apparently, Joe Budden is. They're beefing. They want to do like a battle or whatever for some bread. Joe Budden. Basically, is saying that he smoked dude in his career, which I definitely do not believe that. Sci-Hi is
actually kind of started with Sci-Hi saying something.
Is that?
Yeah, that's how I kind of.
Sci-Hi challenged him.
Yeah,
because he's media Joe.
Wait, he challenged Joe some months back, and Joe said he wasn't going to entertain it because he's retired from rapping.
So was that? Was that that?
Yeah,
because I remember him addressing that.
So you don't think he'd do it? Because he's media Joe.
I don't think so.
Oh, no, man. Joe's still MC.
I mean, Sci-Hi's dope, though.
Very dope.
Yeah. It would be more interesting if it was like Joe Budden and Lil Yachty or something.
That
what?
How?
I mean, only from the angle of like, it's just going to be two rappers that are rapping really well. So it's going to be.
Nobody's careers ended.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, it's just going to be cool either way. It's going to be a lot of cool bars. It's not going to be funny. It's not going to be
nobody's career would be ended if he battled Lil Yachty. Either.
But it would at least be funny.
Oh no, man.
Lil Yachty versus Joe Budden.
No, it wouldn't be funny.
Co-like Minnesota.
I mean, I would laugh, but
hey.
And that's no shot at Yachty. He's just not that type of artist.
I actually kind of like Yachty now, man.
I do too. He already getting that bag. He's a
that's neat.
You know that's what everybody goes to. He's getting the bag.
Yeah, he getting
he's getting the bag, so he's got to be awesome.
Yes.
So back in October, Sci-Hi the Prince did a Team Backpack Cypher.
Yeah,
and this is when he mentioned Joe Budden, to your point. Mm-hmm. He had said something to Joe Budden. He kind of took some shots at him.
I remember that.
Oh, and yeah. I guess yesterday on Joe Budden's podcast, towards the end, he brought this back up and said something again about ending his career. But I think Sci-Hi not only could hold his own, but I would take Sci-Hi over Joe Budden in that battle.
I'm with Spools.
I don't even know who I would take.
I like Sci-Hi better, for sure. But yeah, taking that out of the equation, I think he would beat Joe Budden.
How that would be interesting.
How are we gauging this? Yeah, you know, I mean,
based on two MCs and who you think's better.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah. I mean, I think,
I don't know who would win it myself.
I don't either.
Sci-Hi is mad creative with his.
That's what I think,
man.
Too. I mean, Joe is too, but I think Sci-Hi is like, he's a little bit quicker. I don't know. I just think he's a little. I think he would.
See, and I think Joe is. So yeah. Maybe it's just personal preference, but yeah. I think they're both dope though.
But Joe doesn't like rap anymore. I think Sci-Hi is sharper, like staying sharper over time.
I don't know if that matters. As an MC, I don't know if that really matters.
You don't think you can get rusty?
It depends on what they're doing, too. If it's a song, that's one thing.
I feel like if he's coming at here and he's like, all right, cool, I got to write this battle rap, cool. Right. You don't really lose that. Like, it's always there. Like, I haven't written a rap like that in 10 years, but it's there. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Still in there somewhere.
I don't know. I guess, I don't know. Maybe. They're both dope. I think it would be dope either way. But
I would definitely tune in. I just I think Sci-Hi is, I mean, you heard it on his album. Like, he's mad creative with the wordplay, like the lines. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything hits. It's sharp when it hits. High level rap, man.
Let me ask this.
Yes,
sir. Would you rather hear this? Well, I guess back to what you were saying. If it's a battle, mm-hmm. that is different. I'm thinking more of like they're doing songs, kind of like Joyner, mm-hmm. Lucas, and Old Dude did.
Yeah.
Recently. So let me ask this. What would be more entertaining, right? Mm-hmm. What we just heard from Joyner, Lucas, and Tory Lanez, or Joe Budden versus Sci-Hi? What would be more entertaining?
That would be more entertaining to me, the latter.
Why?
Just because I like to hear people that can, like, rap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not taking anything away again from Joyner, Lucas, or what's the other cat he was
battling?
Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez is an R&B singer for the most part. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He did his thing. But
the reason why I asked that is when Sean played those, like you posted all of the tracks that they did. I think it was like two a piece, right? Or three a piece.
It was like back to back.
So I hadn't really listened to it, but to the point you had made about like you'd rather hear Joe Budden and Yachty or something because that would be different. To me, that was kind of like the Joyner, Lucas, Tory Lanez battle in a way, if you want to call it that, because it was one dude, Joyner Lucas, who is highly lyrical, if you want to call him that, but you know, and then Tory Lanez, who to your point was an R&B singer, you know what I mean? That was kind of funny to me, and it came out that way. Mm-hmm. To me, I thought Joyner Lucas was just levels ahead of Tory Lanez.
Too, but there were a lot of people that thought Tory Lanez actually bettered him, which is really interesting. I think that's interesting to me as well.
Those are the same people that will say that Chris Brown's a better rapper than like a Meek Mill or something.
I wonder if you were to take everyone like who were to respond to that and did in like an age graph.
Yeah.
And started at like 16 and went to like the age of 40. If everybody like 28 and over said Joyner Lucas and everybody, I wonder if it would be like that. Like, but then again, maybe not. Maybe I'm. Yeah.
Sometimes it's just taste. It's just
Maybe it's just
people,
more taste.
People have weird tastes sometimes. Like
sometimes it ain't even taste. It's just who they think they relate to,
or
it's like it doesn't even matter what this person says. It's like I like him, so he wins.
Or it's not even taste; it's just the most entertaining.
Yeah,
you know, like it has nothing really to do. It's just like who's entertaining me more right now.
Yeah.
This person.
Sometimes it doesn't matter, and it's who was the most popular going in, and that's who I like the most, and that's who I thought won.
That's a good point.
But anyway,
that's what I just said.
Yeah,
I'm just giving same props.
So. But
it's a good point.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting if they do go at it. I'd be interested to hear them.
Yeah,
both skilled guys.
I'd listen. What's Terry's line?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'd give it a run.
Yeah. Yeah. To your point about people actually being able to rap, like if they did do records, you know, you're going to get dope songs from these two dudes. For the most part, I don't think there would be any questionable material. Like you'll get dope jams from each of them. So that would be dope. Because I still listen to Sci-Hi's album.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think any battle rap songs get run like that. There's a few that you can still probably hear out somewhere, but
let's talk about
it. It's just for that moment.
You know, Drake shattered the mold. Like, he did back-to-back and was winning
awards.
That was rare.
And it's because it's Drake, and it goes back to people like Drake.
Hey, speaking of the Hamburglar.
Wow.
They hurt us.
Man,
we got to watch the whole thing, too.
Yeah. Shout out to that. Don't shout out to that.
Wendy's.
No.
They cut him. They cut Spools a check.
Yeah.
I just said Wendy's.
just bring me a fry coupon over.
Yeah.
A fresh fry coupon.
Yeah. Thanks.
Spools, I see you. Did you guys see that Lil Uzi Vert said that he's done rapping? I guess he was having issues with his label. I know he's got a project that's about to come out.
Said he deleted it.
He said deleted all his music. This is where I get lost.
Wait, the label deleted all the music?
No, he did. He said he just deleted everything.
How's that work?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand. Like, this is where I get lost.
If I run a label, you're not just deleting your shit. We got a contract.
Bruh, but this is, I told.
I wonder if he meant like unwritten stuff or something like that, too.
That's a weird thing. Yeah, who knows?
But my thing is, I'm like.
He's not a rapper anyway, so.
In this era, this is where I get confused. Because
he's from Philly. You know Mike's scared of Philly.
You just going to do that?
I mean, you didn't shout him out this episode, so.
I didn't, did I? Shout out to Philly, North Philly, South Philly, Meek Mill, Freeways Beard, all of that.
Bought you another week.
Yeah, he did. Thank you. but with Uzi, I'm like, this is where I get lost. I feel like I'm in the Matrix with this era because I don't know if he's quote-unquote trolling or if this is real. Or what? Like, I get so confused when these things happen and these kids come out and say certain things because I don't even know what it's for. Is it for likes? Is it for views?
I don't even care.
Attention? I don't fucking know. But somebody asked me, like, what you think about Uzi saying he's not going to put out any more music? I was like, all right.
What's the little thing? You send the people, like, when you text and then you like.
Yeah. He's not putting out any more music?
I hope so.
Have it.
That news killed my week, man. I don't know about you guys. Super
Bowl. Right. In the living room, fucking shadow boxing like Trey on Boys in the You heard about him? I'm not dropping no more music.
You know, it's some kids. You stupid. You know, it's some kids out here that's probably that are shadow boxing like Trey though, because of that.
Sean, what's wrong?
I feel.
What
great.
Happened, Sean?
I feel great.
You feel great about that?
I mean, I'm not a fan of Lil Uzi Vert, so I don't really care. But I hope that if he's got a label situation that he's dealing with, that I hope it works out for him. You know, I hope he gets, you know, most of the kids and most of the young artists or any artist that sign these deals are signing dumbass deals. So
J Diff was actually talking about that prior to us coming on about. You said you were having conversations with kids who were just like, yo, I want to get signed. And you were preaching about the importance or lack of importance
of a record label. Pretty much trying to school my guy on the fact that getting signed on a record label means absolutely nothing and actually holds you accountable to getting them their paper.
Yeah.
So, like, say this doesn't work out for you and you still want to release music. You can't release shit.
Yeah.
And get paid off of it. Whereas these independent cats, they can tour, they can drop something tomorrow if they want to, they can make a video, they can go on, you know what I'm saying? They can do anything they want.
They have control of their brand and,
exactly.
their product.
There's no reason to put your brand in somebody else's hands these days.
Unless you're working with another entity that understands it already and is just there to support you.
Right.
You know, there are independent labels out there that will support artists and not hold them hostage.
Exactly.
And stuff like that. You know, but when you talk about the major labels, stuff like that, they'll sign an artist and shelve them. They still do that, you know. So
yeah, they just did it. They just pretty much said they're not putting out any more of R. Kelly's new music. RCA just said that.
Man.
And that's just because of backlash. You know what I'm saying?
That's tough.
Well, he's a predator.
He is, but they don't give a fuck about that.
That's true.
They give a fuck about what the
bottom line is.
The bottom line people
like
is Stally, what everybody
like
else
Stally's
kinda
been
kind of
shelved over time on MMG.
Good
I
call.
Feel like.
Yeah. Good
one
call.
Person. Yeah, it does happen for sure.
Yeah.
But there's but even with Stally, we've at least heard music from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are artists that get signed that we never hear at all.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of them. So
yeah, I'm with y'all on the concept of the actual major label just being like at this point damn near it's just outdated.
It's obsolete.
And
you have people that aren't even in touch with what's going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's always been the case pretty much.
The only way it would potentially make sense to sign a major label is if you're already big and you want to get yourself even bigger and you have the negotiating power to control your situation and you know what you're doing. But realistically, even then, you don't really need to. Like, it's moved beyond that. It's you don't need to do it. Luckily, I don't see a lot of people on my timeline or anything talk about wanting to get signed.
Yeah.
So it's dumb. It's like Master P era.
Yeah.
So let's talk
and,
about
and
it.
Back to, and going back, you know, further, that was the thing for a long time, was to get signed.
That's true.
And I think I'm sure it works out for some people sometimes if you've got good people around you who don't let you get, you know, shitty contract negotiations and talked into something that's bad for you. But it's rare, I'm sure.
It's the same type of argument that people have with pay to play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People will say never pay to play. Well, sometimes it might make sense. Maybe. But I'm not going to do it. But more time not. Like, you have to understand what you're getting yourself into. I know artists that have legitimately been like, I know if I spend this money, I'm going to get myself out there and I have the money. So I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that necessarily. I think there's levels to it. Some people might need that if they have the funding and they can, you know what I'm saying, shell out the bread to go do it, then do it. But we talked about this a while back on an episode. If you're going to do that, make sure that you utilize that opportunity.
This is what you need to do, in my opinion. If you're paying to play somewhere, and you're pretty much in front of this audience that somebody else built, you got to do some outlandish shit that makes everybody in that audience remember who you are.
Yep. Yeah.
Because otherwise, they don't give a fuck. They're like, okay, get him off the stage. I'm trying to see so-and-so.
That's true.
So you got to do something funny. You got to do something that's going to go viral every fucking time you do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
You've got to go big. Because the thing is if you're paying money to get on one of these shows, you can invest that money in yourself way better.
That's true.
Way better.
Because right now you're following and the people that are actual for real fans are more important to you than getting in front of this show where you paid to play for somebody else's fans. You know what I'm saying?
I think there's actually another conversation that can be had from the standpoint of with you talking about the young fellow that you use as an example, still thinking about the major labels. And I had a conversation with one of my coworkers about people not doing their research on the industry that they choose to get in. So you think about all the independent artists now. There's independent artists everywhere now that you can reference. You can even do homework and go back to the people that we talked about, like P and Short and 40 and all these cats.
More recently, like
Freddie Gibbs is independent.
Yachty
like Currency.
Is with QC, which is a management company.
Exactly.
I think he has a distribution deal with somebody, but Chance still doesn't have a record deal.
There you go.
Chance is doing very well for himself.
He's doing very well.
So
I think there's an era of people or era of artists that are starting to come out, and it goes back to what I always talk about with it just being something to do versus actually putting effort and investing into your craft to do your homework to understand what the hell you're doing before you get into it. Like, I think now it's just, it goes back to the microwave generation. Put the song out, do something stupid, get 1 million followers, and I'm supposed to be big and I'm just going to go. But you might go out there and sign a record label and be getting jerked for 3 or 4 years, and then you still ass out. You know what I mean? So I just don't think there's a lot of people actually doing the research and the knowledge on the craft before they get too far.
Yeah. It's like you said.
It's getting better. It's getting better. A lot of artists are actually.
You think so?
I do. I do. Absolutely.
And I think it's alarming at how many of them don't realize it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think there's a lot of people that still don't get the concept of what we're talking about. Yeah. I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't disagree, but I feel like the balance is a lot less than what it used to be from years ago. You know, it used to be a long time. Like, the conversation we're having was like, "What do you mean?"
Right.
Now most artists that I talk to and that I know about already know that. You know, there's always going to be artists that are going to be like, well, but I don't know. I think it's more balanced. I think more, it's just the entire industry. It's almost impossible not to see that everything is based around like how you do it yourself.
Right. You.
You know?
Right.
That's the main point.
It's social media and everything. Yeah. It's all about you and your brand. Like, now, I think it's great when an artist comes up and be like, what can you do for me? That's a great thing, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's pretty much what it should be at this point in time.
That's what it should always have been. But, yeah, you know, like, cool, you want to represent me? You want me to be a part of what you're doing?
Yeah.
You want to give me money to put me on a big... What else can you do for me besides that? Why, you know, if you're going to take some of my money, what are you going to do for it?
We were talking about Dame Dash. Yeah. And his execution, or I guess, or lack thereof, in terms of,
was it excellent?
We see you, Grits. We were talking about his presentation versus what he, you know, how he goes about what he says. Like Dame usually is on the money for the most part, but it, to me, his execution is trash in terms of how he puts that out. Like,
it's not
the vibe
even
that
trash.
He gives out.
I wouldn't say it was trash.
I think it's a little exuberant. Yeah,
and some people can't take that energy in and process it the way it needs to be processed.
I don't know if it's necessary, though. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if it's necessary to get your point across.
That's just the type of person he is, though.
That's fair. But
he's a Harlem cat. You know, Harlem cats are different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Across the board. If you look at all the Harlem cats that came up, they're like flamboyant, yeah. They're boisterous, they're in-your-face type
true.
Shit.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it.
But we were talking about how... you know, he always talks about the ownership and being a boss and you know, just being the entrepreneurship just overall. Like he's always talked about that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just goes back to what Lone said. What can you do for me? Dame always talks partnership. Let's partner up.
Absolutely.
So it's not about, you know, saying me working for you or being signed or, you know, we are equal partners or
it is a
relationship. It's a relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So in the midst of his rants, like, I think he really... Like, he had the one on the Breakfast Club was so cold. Like, I think it was a couple years back.
We were talking about Hustle for Your Last Name.
Yeah, like that. Like, to me, the execution was, but what he was saying, he definitely was dropping jewels that can apply to the kid that you're talking about. Like, mm-hmm. or just the group of people that we're talking about.
Why do you think his execution is not excellent?
I see what you did there. To me, I don't think it's necessary to use that tone or to be that harsh to get your point across. I just don't think it's necessary.
So he's
now,
more combative.
Yeah, like it comes off where I have to kind of be. I don't want to be defensive. I want to get the jewels. That's what I'm saying. Like, to me, it's like, yo, why are you yelling and screaming, fam? Like, just give me the jewels. I'm learning. I'm soaking it up, and then we good. Like, I'm a Dame fan. I just don't know. You know, it's a little.
You just gotta listen different with certain people, though.
That's true.
Because sometimes in that exchange, it's not exactly what. You might be feeling this to be disrespectful or to be in your face. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it's coming out.
Could be
and
how
that
I'm
goes to speak
it.
About how you talking about how he's passionate.
Yeah.
He's passionate about what he's saying. So him getting it out, he wants it to get through to you versus, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not mad
like being lost in translation.
He's often like on 10, like when he's talking.
Yeah.
In definitely. Interviews. Right. And like he's just very, we call it passionate or... Could come off as a dick or short or rude or, you know, whatever the case may be. But seems to be how he tends to communicate. It could be like, in, you know, where he's from, New York or Harlem thing. He also seems to know what he's talking about when he's right. talking to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So always try to listen to what Dame has to say.
You listen to what he has to say or Funk Flex has to
Dame,
say?
Dame, 100%. 100%. Right. He actually was he was going in on Flex. But
I did have one real quick
yes, sir.
Topic. If we're...
I have one as well.
Okay,
can we
it's
squeeze
very,
it in?
It's very quick. It was right, from. Cool. It should be pretty quick. But from the community, Daniel. Shouts to Daniel. He had asked about the Hamburglar, so we talked about that. But nice. JR had asked about Dreamville, and shouts to JR and Daniel for being patrons and all of our patrons. We appreciate
yes.
you all very much. He was asking specifically, what do you guys think about all the people that seem to be coming in and out for this project? If you guys have been paying attention to any of that. And do you think, I think he specifically asked, do you think it could be like a too many cooks in the kitchen, hands in the pot situation, or, you know, if not, you know, what do you guys, what do we think of that?
So. I just from a standpoint of somebody who's been a part of stuff like that and yeah. actually curated stuff like that, it's a great thing, because as long as there's a goal in mind, when you get that many creative people around the same center, everybody that he's bringing in are people that want to contribute. So they're not worried about necessarily like taking anything over. They want to make something that's like really, really dope.
Right.
And so from that standpoint, you know, that's kind of like what we did with Beats and Breakfast.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
similar to probably Brookins with the
Gateway. Same way. Yeah. You know, bring people in. It's community, it's relationship building. It's just a good time. You talk about the Is that kind of how the playlist thing is too?
That is exactly how the playlist is with so Jazzy Jeff.
It's just bring people in, work together and come out with something. And if the egos can be stripped down, which
That's my question.
Then it's great, but you don't invite people that have those egos.
To your point, what's impressed me to the what I have seen as far as egos, it seems to not be there, because people are actually like other artists are excited to have been invited and asked to come. I think they like sent out invites and stuff to people.
Absolutely,
like Griselda and those dudes have come and they were like excited about. They were like tweeting the picture of their invite. Like I think
Ninth Wonder.
I think people, to your point, seem to have that. Are stripping their ego or whomever said that, and just going in there and hopefully just trying to make some good music.
Yeah. I think so.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's a good question though.
Overall, music period has always pretty much involved a think tank of sorts, where all these artists come together and kind of make something and build off something. And a lot of times it's just that creative energy that gets sparked from this person being in the room, this person being in the room. I don't think it's going to be any toes or anything stepped on as far as creating something dope. So I think it's a good thing.
I think the concept is dope. Lone and I have been in situations, tons of situations that are, you know, collaborative. So if it can go right, to his point, magic can definitely happen. Like,
And again, you don't invite people where it's going to be an issue.
Right.
That's a key element. Like, you're not going to invite somebody who's going to bring the ship down. Like, you just don't do that, you know?
And the playlist, they come out with dope stuff. They were just doing his Goosebumps 2, I believe, for Jazzy Jeff. So,
I mean, Quincy Jones and who else? Like Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Herbie Hancock. These are all the type of people that would have these type of situations.
Kanye's done this.
No question.
This is TDE. You know, it's like, think about the Soul Aquarians.
Yep.
You know, like this has been going on for a long time. As long as you have like-minded people, I think it works. That's a great question, Daniel.
Yeah. So I think the product that comes out is usually, when these situations happen, the product is usually dope. I mean,
pretty amazing.
Electric Circus, I appreciated it later. I liked it when it came out, but I appreciated it much more. Appreciated much more later.
I love that album. I have one thing real quick.
Yes.
Did you guys see A Boogie with the Hoodie sold 823 copies of his project and earned a number one spot?
Wow. What was the streaming?
83 million.
Wow. That's tough.
But only 823 traditional copies.
It's crazy. How many? So what do the streams equate to again as far as like an album
no
sale?
Clue. No
it depends, because I think that's an accumulation of all of them. And every stream pays you something different.
Mm.
I think Tidal pays the most out of all of them.
But this is, I don't know if that's, I don't think money is in reference to that. I think it's just, you have 83 million streams.
His numbers were the lowest in the streaming
in a week.
To go number one for a week, I believe.
I got you. I thought there was a number. I thought there was like some equation.
There probably is.
As far as the money equivalent, there is, but it depends on like the different streams. So whether it's Tidal, whether it's Google Play,
but I don't think that's Apple relevant music. To that.
More to the 823 copies being sold is what's crazy.
Oh, yeah, I that's follow what's going on. One. Yeah. I'm just curious to know, like,
I was
thinking about the money. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But no, I follow you. I mean, what that tells me is where music is, right? People aren't, you know, how people are consuming it.
Yeah. That's the epitome in 2019.
It also goes to prove why you don't need a record deal.
Again.
Man.
That's what's up. Shout out to the sponsors real quick. Make sure we pay them bills.
Does SoundCloud count on that too?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I think it would count if you have a distribution service set up to monetize through SoundCloud.
Because SoundCloud actually has a pay feature now.
But even through like the distribution company that I run through my label, you can do that through SoundCloud, and you can track streams that way. But very I don't know how they do it. But yeah. But anyways.
Curious, yeah.
That's what's up. Shout out to the sponsors, Coleman Dental, 317-255-8546. Make sure you get your teeth is right. Printfinity, as always. Support your local businesses. Bringingdowntheband.com, as always, is the hub. NDCD and Vinyl, we appreciate them. Our partnership with them as well. Shout out to all our patrons. I know Spools did it earlier. We appreciate you guys for being in the community, rocking with us. Is there anything popping? Anything
drawing
happening?
Coming up soon?
Yes. Wax drawing coming on. Shout out to No Bad Ideas as well. I like this black knit cap. We're going to talk about this one once we get finished. Is there anything else that I'm missing? Anybody have anything that's going on schedule wise?
Did we shout out our music supplier?
Did we?
NDC, what?
Yeah, NDC, yeah, I shouted him out. Yeah, okay, I shouted him out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we need to get
I'm getting old. I'm sorry.
We need to get that list together so we get it right every time.
Yes.
But yeah, no, Lo-Fi Saturday nights is back 7 to 10. We weren't there last week, but we're there this week.
Shout out to David Peck. He's doing great things with that.
Hopefully there's not another, well, it's supposed to be like 10 inches of snow Saturday.
No
way. I hope
way.
That doesn't happen to you guys. Yeah.
Yeah,
or any of us.
Then I won't go.
So 10 to 15, I thought.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Damn. I'm cool on 10 to 15 inches of snow.
I guess I have to get my shovel out.
10 to 15, that's like a freaking.
Go ahead and do that
shit.
Math.
Okay. Yeah. Now I'm thinking about what I'm gonna need to do to push it off because a shovel's not getting it.
Yeah, it's gonna have to maybe be two shifts, man.
Yeah, it's like it's 180.
I think that's gonna do it for.
I hope so.
Episode 116.
Peace.
We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
I guess I'm done.